Regina. Regina's Conservative MPs have issued a joint statement opposing the closure of RCMP depot in Regina. Regina Qu'Appelle MP Andrew Scheer, Regina Wascana MP Michael Cram, and Regina Luchin MP Warren Steinle all say they oppose the closure recommendation in the Mass Casualty Commission's report into the deaths of 22 individuals 3 years ago. The three MPs say they are not convinced changing the location will improve RCMP incident response, and voiced support for the depot. Their full statement is as follows. First and foremost, our thoughts and prayers are with the 22 families who lost loved ones during the horrific tragedy in Nova Scotia 3 years ago. We hope the Mass Casualty Commission report has brought the families the closure and justice they deserve. Regarding the report recommendations, Regina's Conservative MPs are deeply concerned about the recommendation to close the RCMP Training Depot division in Regina and build new facilities elsewhere. We are not convinced that changing the location of the training facility would improve RCMP incident response. RCMP Depot in Regina is a world-class police training facility. More than that, we have seen firsthand the impact of Depot on our city. Recruits support important cultural and charitable work in the community by helping with local fundraisers, participating in parades, and outreach work in schools. The annual RCMP Gala in Regina has raised millions of dollars for charities across our province. We are proud of the RCMP members who were trained in Regina and eagerly watch and cheer for their success as they found out across the country to protect our citizens. While we welcome discussions to improve training models for police across Canada so that they may better serve our communities and keep Canadians safe from those who would do them harm, we disagree that the RCMP Training Depot Division in Regina should be closed and training facilities moved to new locations elsewhere. The men and women that wear the red serge have been trained in our city since the mid-1800s and are recognized as a Canadian symbol of justice, bravery, and valor around the world. We expect that the training of these heroes will continue and evolve in Regina for the next 200 years. Regina Conservative MPs will fight to make sure it remains so. We are always on Saskatchewan's side.